We read from Hebrews chapter 2, beginning to read at verse 5. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking. But there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honour, and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honour, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers in the presence of the congregation. I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again he says, "Here am I and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, it has to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
So Jesus is our high priest. The role of a priest is to be a link between people and God. Here is God, here is us. Jesus comes into the middle and he joins us together. And our reading today from the letter to the Hebrews doesn't just say that Jesus is our high priest. It says that he is perfectly suited to be our high priest because of the things that he went through. He is holy and he makes us holy. Now, one of the great things that we come to realize as believers is that God is holy, that God is marked out, that God is different. We have this sense of awe at who God is. And yet the moment we see that, we also realize that God wants to share that holiness with us. He wants to make us like himself. This shouldn't surprise us too much if we know our Bibles, because the Bibles tell us that human beings are made in the image of God. And our God is in the business of restoring that image. This reading talks about bringing many sons and daughters to glory. Now in chapter 1, and we looked at this at our Zoom meeting last week, that the talk is still online. It says that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. It's like God's glory comes out from him. And what comes out from him is Jesus, the unique Son of God. An incredible thing to try to be in that beam, in that radiance. But here's the amazing thing, that God isn't just sending his Son as the radiance. He is making us his sons and daughters and bringing us to that same glory. Jesus as high priest takes us and he shares with us the incredible glory of God. In Jesus, God is doing a new creation. Now, if this seems a bit jargony, I'm trying to describe something that can't be described except to say, is utterly wonderful. All creation exists, it says here, through God and for God. We were made for God. We were made to be like him. We were made to be in his image. We were made to bring pleasure to him. And through Jesus, the work of our great high priest, this is what can happen. Now some people might be saying, but James, I'm not holy. I don't feel a lot of glory. It's not about your ability. It's about his ability. In the position that Jesus stands in our high priest. If chapter 1 of the letter to the Hebrews is saying, Jesus is amazing, chapter 2 is saying, you are amazing too. Jesus is the Son of God who draws us into the same family. He is uniquely Son of God, but he shares the title of Son or Daughter of God with us. He is not ashamed to call us, it says. I love this. This is just great. He is not ashamed to call us his brothers and his sisters. Wow. And you might say, well, I'm a bit ashamed. Hey, Jesus is the priest. Jesus stands between us and God, and he welcomes us in. And what he says about matters. Listen, the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. Jesus has become human, become one of us. Now, why did God do this way? The letter to the Hebrews doesn't tell us that God had to do it this way. It tells us that it was fitting. It's good for us that the person who has taken this role on as high priest is actually like us. Someone who has become like us in every way. And especially someone who has tasted the death that we all have to face. He talks about people who are slaves to the fear of death. We know it's coming to us. We know destruction is going to come our way. Well, Jesus has been through that. And the writer to the letter to the Hebrews is going to say a lot more about that as he goes through his letter. What he suffered is a full expression of his commitment to being like us and to helping us. He had to be made like us, fully human or like his brothers and sisters in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God. So what that's saying is that in his priestly role now, he is remembering what it's like. He looks at us and he says, I get it, I understand. And in his high priest, well, in my translation, it says that he makes atonement for the sins of the people. A better translation might be, he have mercy. You might know the story about the tax collector who calls out to the Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus says, yep, he's the one who went home in the right with God. So today, if you're coming to Jesus and you're saying, I need mercy, if you're coming to Jesus saying, I fall short, you have a faithful high priest. You have one who knows what it's like to be human, as we sing in that song. And he's been through death, and he is alive. And then those last few words of chapter 2, he is able to help those who are being tempted, those who are being tested. And let's just stop there for a moment. I know that many of us are being tested. And at these times, God can, for some of us, seem a long way away. And for many of us, we need God to express himself through other people. But behind it all, there is this faithful high priest who really loves us, who has destroyed the power of death. And who says, I am not ashamed to call you my brother or my sister. May we understand more of this great thing that Jesus does for us.